Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Katie Beadle Rice. Katie is a catechist and writer who lives with her husband and three children in Boise, Idaho. Her preaching today is entitled, Earthen Vessels.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, we hold this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing power may be of God, and not from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being given up to death for the sake of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since, then, we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We too believe and therefore speak, knowing that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and place us with you in his presence. Everything, indeed, is for you, so that the grace bestowed in abundance on more and more people may cause the thanksgiving to overflow for the glory of God. The Word of the Lord. For a third day in a row, we hear from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. As with the past 2 days' first readings, Paul's writing is melodic and heartfelt, full of imagery that we might find familiar and also haunting in a way. Yesterday, Paul painted a picture of all of us gazing with unveiled face on the glory of the Lord and being transformed into that same image from glory to glory. In today's reading, Paul defends how this can be true, that we who experience the sufferings, disappointments, absurdities, and heartbreak of human life might also simultaneously be bearers of the glory and light of God, a light in which there is no darkness, and a glory that is beyond any we could imagine. And here we come to the very heart of the Paschal mystery that defines and orders our lives as Christians. Life comes from death. And in death, we experience even greater life. We live this mystery in the minutiae of our daily lives, in all the little ways we find strength in vulnerability and we receive through giving of ourselves. We could say that perhaps this pattern prepares us for the beginnings and endings that define our own lives. A year and a half ago, one of my grandmothers made her own transition from life through death to life eternal. When it became apparent that she only had a few weeks left to live, I was able to fly from my home in Idaho back to Alaska to spend some time with her. In the nursing home where she was receiving care, I sat by her side for a few hours. Talking was tiring, though when she was awake, if she was asked a direct question, she would often respond, but mostly Grandma had only one request, that someone hold her hand. Being by her bedside, as one of the many relatives who took turns at her side throughout the days and nights, I was reminded of the care and tenderness that surrounds a newborn baby, and the privilege felt by the person who gets to hold, snuggle, and care for the little one, still adjusting to life outside of the womb. It seemed the same for us as Grandma gracefully let go of life. We were privileged when it was our hand that she held, when it was our trembling fingers to lift the glass of water to her lips, when it was us who sang to her, or simply talked in quiet voices as she rested. While there was sadness, there was also anticipation. This woman who had cared so tenderly throughout her life for her own children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, was now surrounded by us, caring for her, and accompanying her to the one who had always looked on her with infinite love, tenderness, and compassion, the one who was waiting with open arms to bring her home. St. Paul tells us, "We hold this treasure, the light, love, life of God, in earthen vessels." It is not a contradiction or a mistake, then, that as the body of Christ, we carry within us the dying of Jesus. For only in this way can we also manifest his life.